I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We're back in the studio, and we have a really cool show starting here for you. We got Pete Heim right here in the studio, and we have a cool show. The show is called The Only Bubble is Your Gum. The Only Bubble is Your Gum. I know that sounds like a weird title, but I got to tell you, we put a lot of thought into that title. Right, Hugo? Look, see, the only bubble is Pete's gum. Now, you guys are probably thinking, what in the world are you talking about, right? Here's what we're talking about. We keep hearing, even though we've debunked this how many times, we keep hearing over and over again, the media loves this because they love negativity and doom and gloom.
They do.
Everybody's talking about this housing market just going crazy down. It's like, you know, it's going to end the world and we're back to 2008 and all that other crap. Let's keep debunking this because there's so much proof out there that we're not in that situation. So the only bubble is your gum. Okay, really? That's really what it is. Yeah, see, Pete actually got gum just for this episode of the show.
I brought it for you too, but...
I know you did. I got three cubes right here. Yeah. Actually...
Thank you, Kelsey, by the way.
It was very nice of Kelsey to share her gum, so we'll give her props on the gum there. So let's dig into this, man. What is going on? What's the latest? How do you want to start this show? Tell me.
Well, Brad, the bubble thing... You're getting it. I'm getting it. People are feeling the sky's falling. We talked about this last time and we showed a lot of information on why it's not. But today we found there's actually three really good graphics for people to see. And this is from KCM, Keeping Current Matters.
Yep.
These guys are really on top of the research of what's going on. So what you're seeing, you guys, in the media, don't believe it. I mean, it's a lot of it's false.
Yeah. Fake news.
It's fake news. Most of it.
Yeah, of course.
So we have some graphs. One of them's a repeat from last month.
Okay.
But this one isn't. Guys, look at the supply of homes. It's nothing like last time. Look at the years there and the red bars.
So say the numbers because the people on podcast cannot see our graphs.
Okay. That is the average monthly supply of homes.
10.4 was in 2008. So basically, you put it on today and 10.4 months later was the average, I'm thinking.
That is annual average.
Annual average. So that means there were some that were 16 months, some that were 8.
Yep.
That's so right. I remember those days, Pete, where we would say, gosh, you know, what we don't want is for you to have a listing anniversary. That's never good. Remember that? Be like, oh my gosh, this is on more than a year, you know, more than a year. So
364 days. So happy anniversary.
So that graph shows us, and you can tell the numbers now. So where are we at right now? How many months does it take to sell your house?
Well, nationally, this is a national average on this graph, and it went down to 2.3 months in 2021, and today it's 3.3 months nationally. However, today in Berks County, the absorption rate, which is what that is, if you took all the listings right now, and you waited, how long is it going to take for all of them to sell with nothing new coming on the market? And it's 0.8 months.
0.9 months.
We're still under a month.
Yes.
It's a little over 3 weeks.
That's just amazing.
It went from July 21 to July 22, year over year, it went from 0.8 to 0.9. It's changing.
It's crazy.
Boy, that's not drastic, though.
No, it's a tenth of a point.
Yeah. So this is the change we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where we're at. You take the city out of that equation, it's the same.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. I went 400 plus. I looked at the 400 plus market, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Where are we at?
It went from 1.5 to 1.5.
Oh, so.
1.5 months it takes for a 400 plus house to sell.
Which is still amazing.
500 plus, you went from 2 to 2.6.
Wow.
We're still under the national average.
Yeah. It's still really good. And the national average is still under the normal national average.
Remember, 6 month supply is balanced.
Yeah, we're not even
6 month supply
is balanced.
We're not even halfway there.
Yeah, so we're so out of balance.
It's not like last.
We have balance issues. That's what the problem is. We've got major balance issues. The market is actually drinking way too much. So there's
it's drinking way too much.
The balance is way off.
It's tipsy.
It's tipsy. So this just shows you. I wish the media would look at this stuff.
I know.
And actually be like, look at the facts. Yeah. Instead of just preaching this stuff. Because what you're doing is you're creating more of an issue than there really is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Typical of the media.
Hey, if the sky was falling, listen, guys.
Don't look up.
We'd tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going
to
give you the facts.
We're here to inform you.
Exactly.
We would say, good God, sell everything, you know, get into a cave, do whatever. If the sky is falling, don't look up, like Brad said.
Yep.
We would tell you guys if it was that drastic.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not.
It's decelerating.
That's all it is, deceleration.
Yep, that's all
exactly
it is.
Exactly right. Here's deceleration.
The second one.
Second graph?
Right.
Okay.
Is the lending standard still under control? I did this one last month.
Yes, when I remember this.
Remember in 2008? The higher the number, the easier it is to get a mortgage.
So in 2008, just so people understand this, it was at 868.7, almost 900.
Yep.
And that meant that was how easy it was to get a loan, right?
Yep, at 103% of the value and all that stuff too.
Right. So then you look at today.
Yep.
Oh, let's just say April. It says April.
It's June 2020.
Oh, June 2022. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
119.6.
Yeah. So it's right there.
And it's near the lowest it's been.
Yeah. It's great. It's awesome.
So it tightened up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because not everyone can get a mortgage. You have to actually qualify for it.
And that was the big problem during the bubble.
That's the biggest problem.
It was everybody, if you had a pulse, you got a mortgage.
That's it.
And that is no longer the case. There's protections put in place because of that, which is good that we did. Right now, it's just a matter of, we have a supply and demand problem. So the matter what, we need more homes.
That's it.
We need more homes.
The third one's foreclosures.
Foreclosures. That one's amazing, actually. That graph always is just incredible. When you look at 2008 and 2009, the foreclosures went from 2.3 million up to 2.8 million. Then it peaked out in 2010 at 2.9 million homes were in foreclosure.
Look at that. And
that's crazy.
This is national, U.S. properties.
So now where is it at today? Or what's the last graphic that we have here? What's the last number?
The last year they had on record was 2021. Obviously, it was 151,000.
That's incredible.
We could almost use that here.
I was going to say, give that to the Philly area. If the Philly area had that, we could use it up.
We could use it
totally
up.
Totally use that up, yes.
And then some of the verbiage on this is people are equity rich. And here's a quote from Black Knight. Black Knight's one of those guys that they do all the research and stuff. In total, mortgage holders, people who have a mortgage on their house, gained $2.8 trillion in tappable equity over the past 12 months, which is a 34% increase that equates to more than $207,000 in equity per borrower.
Amazing.
On the average.
Now, that's going to be a number to watch.
It is.
That really would be a cool number to watch in the next 6 months.
You mean tappable equity?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That main number, the big number. So that you can
see. 2.8.
Yes. See where that goes.
Yeah.
If that, you know, because that's going to show, if that trends downward, that shows us that as a whole, the equity obviously we're losing equity, and that means the values are coming down, which we can afford. It's okay if values come down a little bit, or if they decelerate, if they stop going up at the rate they were.
Exactly.
That's really what's important.
Yeah.
You know,
I have that number for you too.
Yeah. Depreciation.
But that is a good number to watch.
Oh, absolutely. Very good. I think it's a good number to
watch. That's what's going to start to slide a bit.
Yes, I think it will.
But you know what? If you're one of those 151,000 people that are ready to go to foreclosure, sell the darn house.
That's what I don't understand. I mean, when you hear anybody today talk about going into foreclosure, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
How can you have, that means that at some point you must have tapped every dollar out of your house through home equity. And now all of a sudden, you know, it's not worth that anymore. It doesn't make sense.
Right. It doesn't
sell
make
it
sense.
And just pull the cash. Now, the only thing it does make sense is, where are they going to go?
Well, they got to find something else to go.
That's
they have to get a rental or mom and dad.
And even that's hard. So you're talking family. You're going back to family.
You got to go to family or something.
Yep.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Buy an RV.
Buy an RV.
You could, seriously.
You know what? We have people have done it.
There's a lot of people do that on purpose.
Easy. Yeah.
They do it because they want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could buy an RV, put it into what do they call it? Like a Sills campground.
Yeah.
Like they have those campgrounds. You can get those pieces of land. You know, you can rent a piece of land very cheap. It's water, sewer, everything's there.
It's not, I don't know, it's a couple hundred bucks maybe, or 200 bucks a month.
Exactly.
Or stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what you do.
I agree.
Now, listen, folks, this is concrete data.
Yeah.
This is not fluff.
Yeah.
This is not fear. This is not orchestrated. Hmm. These are facts.
Yeah, and they're public numbers. They're
just, and it's public numbers.
They're public numbers. Yeah,
I mean, this is concrete.
This is nothing that we're making up. I mean, it's like there's a really good talk show guy that I like to listen to, and his first name's Dan, and he always says, look, I bring the receipts.
Yeah.
And that's so true.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And that's what I like. If we're going to say something, we're going to show you and back it up with information from the public arena.
Yeah, this is not a sales pitch.
No,
it's just
not at all.
Flat out specs. Absolutely.
Yeah. We don't want people scared.
No.
So, go ahead. What do you got? Anything else?
But the trend is, I did a year over year from July 20 to July 21.
Okay.
Which is a year prior to the last one I just gave you. The days on market in the Berks County, well, actually, it's very close to the city and the Berks at the same time. Mm-hmm. Days on market went from July of 20 to 48 to 18 in a year's time.
Wow.
Now, you're talking, that was in the height of COVID.
Yep.
Right? To the time where it was kind of going away.
Yep.
That went from 48 days on the market to 18 days on the market. Prices went from 226, 670 to 247, 542.
Wow. That's amazing.
Okay. And then from there, July 21 to July 22, it went from 253, 677 to 283, 81.
Wow. Yeah, so it's just amazing.
So it's gone way, way up.
Yeah.
Absorption rate's still good. You saw the actives today.
Yes.
About an hour or two ago.
I just checked.
400. What'd you have?
What'd you get?
432.
430.
Okay.
Two sold. Yeah, two
in the
sold.
Last 3 hours.
Exactly.
Good.
And actually, people have been asking.
Brad.
What?
We're down to 430 now.
Oh, no.
It's a.
Are you doing a bubble?
It's a bubble.
He's trying to do a bubble. For those of you that can't see him, he's trying to do a bubble. You know, I can tell you're out of practice with the bubble thing. Oh, my goodness. So, no, and also I looked up, a lot of people usually ask what Wilson Schools is because I live in Wilson area.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It was 31 homes on the market today in Wilson, which is up. That's up too. It was probably in the high teens before.
And that included new construction.
Yeah. Right? Most likely did. I did not take that out of the equation. You said the rates too today. What did you see for rates?
If you look at our podcast last month, everybody.
Yeah.
Watch our podcast and how we talked about inflation and interest rates follow along. And it's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
50 years of data.
Yeah.
It's fact.
Absolutely.
So the Fed did what, 2 days ago?
Raised at 0.75.
0.75. What did rates do? They dropped. That is so.
That's amazing.
Weird.
It is weird, but that's not uncommon.
I guess not. I mean, there's a couple other factors.
It's the 10-year is a 10-year Treasury bond. It's what it follows, really, is what the best way to say it. It does not follow the Fed rate, and it just doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's two totally different things.
It is.
I mean, it can affect it in any roundabout way.
Right.
But it's not a direct effect. So when you see 0.75 on the Fed rate, it does not mean you're going to have a 0.75 rate.
And that's a good point.
In interest rates.
Because the 10-year didn't change.
That's what happened.
In fact, it dropped a little bit.
And that's why it dropped.
It did.
Yeah.
It was a 0.5% drop.
Well, what are we at today? 5%?
5.05.
Which is pretty amazing. If you're out there right now, lock in. Lock in.
Yeah.
Because it's very volatile. So it could go up to 5.5 again or 6%.
It could.
So, you know, I would definitely lock. And what they're saying actually for what Bright is saying, our multi-list is saying that they see 2022, quarter three, 6%, which is where we are right now. Okay. But for next year, the average interest rate for 2023, they're seeing 5.5%.
Okay.
As the average. So get used to this, guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be hovering in that 5% range. Yep. Don't try to, you know, time this or whatever. My biggest thing is what I talked about with Justin when he's in here. Buy the house you want now, get the rate you want later.
That's it.
Right?
You could always
house you want now, rate you want later. You can always refi out of it.
Every time.
And here's the thing. If it doesn't go back down, the rate, I can guarantee you if you wouldn't have bought that house, the house went up.
That's it. Exactly.
That's a guarantee. Right. So why not buy now?
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny,
it's the best
right?
of both worlds, really.
Yeah, it really is. So that was some cool numbers there. And what was it else? I saw some other things. This was in Keeping Current Matters also. And I think it was just basically, this was really cool. You'll get a kick out of this. Fewer multiple offer scenarios.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what they're saying here is buyer demand moderates. You might see the intensity of the bidding wars ease. And this is some numbers that they're saying that. April 2022, average of 5.5 offers on each house.
Right.
May 2022, 4.2 offers.
Here we go.
June 2022, 3.4 offers. See, now this is where VA and FHA, all your VA and FHA buyers need to come back into the market because guess what? We're going to be able to buy you a house. We're going to be able to get you a house.
I don't know, Brad. Sounds like a
housing bubble. It does sound like a, well, you, he really sounds like a pig when he does this. Yeah. You know, what's funny. Hearing a bubble get blown under a microphone is really not attractive.
It's not attractive.
Not attractive at all.
Oh, yeah. Can mute that out.
Don't quit your day job.
Okay.
And then it says here, not as many homes selling above asking price. Another great number mm-hmm. here. April 22, 61% sold over asking. May 22, 55%. June 22, 51% sold over asking.
Yeah. And so what would you, what was the word you would sum that up as, Brad? What would you call that?
Moderating.
Moderate or decelerating.
It's, or decelerating. It's yeah. not, yeah, it's, this is not a bottom dropping yeah. out thing.
It's not. To go along with that exact thing you're saying, the year over year, we've had the fastest deceleration in price in 12 years. And this is what it went.
Deceleration.
Deceleration. Mm-hmm. It went from 19.3 it was mm-hmm. to 17.3.
Oh yeah. So,
I mean, it's like, yeah. you're just taking a little gas off the pedal,
which is good.
It's still it's moving. Good.
Right, Hugo? It's all good.
Yeah.
That's
it's all
right,
good.
Eddie. That's what I think.
That's what he thinks. Hugo's sitting back there thinking about the what he's going to have for dinner tonight. He can't give a rip what we're talking about. He's like, ah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, whatever you say, about, Brad.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So thanks so much for coming in, Pete. Anything else you want to end up with here? I think we covered a lot.
It was good.
We did cover a lot. I do have to say one thing, though, today, and this is going to date the show, but it doesn't matter. My wife's birthday is today, and I want to say happy birthday to Jessica. Yes, it's her birthday.
And our
anniversary is tomorrow.
And your 30-year anniversary
and
in real estate.
My 30-year anniversary for
That's
real estate.
Awesome.
And on August 4th, it's my birthday.
Dude.
So there we go.
Time to drink.
So much celebrating going on here. Holy mackerel.
Happy hour.
All right, there we go. The only bubble is your gum, and we proved it, and we had gum too, so that's just even makes it better, doesn't it? It's just incredible. All right, what a great show. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.